Welcome to That American Football Show, powered by EP Sports. EP Sports is the top supplier in the UK for all of your American football needs, helping players and coaches reach their potential since 2007. Check them out at epsports.co.uk. On today's show, it is just me and Joe. Craig, you notice, hasn't been with us for a little bit. He's moving house and he's got no internet, and I don't envy him because, as you and me both know, moving house is incredibly painful. And so Tim is also at a gig I think he just forgot about. So
what gig? I don't think we ever...
It's going to be some really weird band, because he has weird, like, not weird, like, odd, but just, like, someone we wouldn't expect.
Yeah, probably. Like, I mean,
the Leon or something.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would never have heard of them before. I know that is...
I know My Chemical Romance are touring, so...
They are, aren't they? Yeah, I've known a couple of people that went. I only know, what was it? Is it Black Parade? That's the...
Oh, yeah, that album...
That's the only real song I know, because when...
That whole album, mate, is perfect pop punk.
Do you remember, yeah, do you remember, like, secondary school, when we were probably year 8, year 9, people were going through that emo phase?
I was an emo.
Were you? Yeah.
I mean, I've still got my eyebrow piercing in, bro.
Oh, yeah, of course. Still got some scars on your eye, mate, from that day.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted long hair initially for an emo fringe, and it's just, it's gone out of control.
Yeah. Long growth.
Right. Nevertheless, me and Joe are here, and we're going to do some power rankings, which I don't think anyone's done. I've not seen anyone really do power rankings, and there's probably a good reason why. As we both found out, we don't really have much to base our power rankings on.
No, it's kind of a mixture of, like, last season, isn't it? And then,
and hey, we watched pretty much every game last season, so and we've spoken to a lot of players. Like, we, if anything, we are in a position to be able to judge this.
Yeah,
I'm only on my phone because I'm getting their rankings up as well.
Yeah, people may try and trust these rankings, but we're going to do our best educated guess on
educated guess, perfect way of putting it. And as similar as we did with the NFL, we've all brought our own rankings, and we are going to debate where we should be putting it up. I'm not sure if we want to do Craig and Tim impressions. It could be funny.
I couldn't do either. That's the problem.
I've nailed Craig's after living with him.
Yeah, so you could do Scouse. Welsh.
Definitely not. That's up for debate, but I think I have. Let's go. Let's get straight into it.
Yeah.
Do you want to go 12 to 1 or 1 to 12?
We should do, I think, 12 to 1.
12 to 1? Okay, yeah,
I think if we focus at the bottom, it might be an easier start.
Who have you got?
So purely because I don't know much about them. I know they've got some great players. Their running back core is fantastic, but however, their offensive line, I don't know much about Turkish football, and therefore I've got the Rams there. Their lines are very Turkish heavy. I don't know these players too well. There's so many unknowns with Istanbul, so I'm just going to put them in 12th place personally, purely out of just lack of how they're going to play.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with who I've put last, because I've put the Surge, but I definitely don't think that now.
No.
And like you said, the Rams are just an unknown right now.
Mm.
I guess you could, I'd say you could argue the Centurions, but their receiver core is very deep.
Mm-hmm. And they've improved that defense as well. They've brought some players in.
Mm-hmm. For those who wonder what we're looking at, we've got some, you can, if you've got their name, Joe, shout them out, but some genius put all the updated rosters on an Excel spreadsheet.
Yes. If you look on the ELF Reddit, I'm probably going to say about 3-4 months ago, this guy, I apologize, I don't know his name. I might have it somewhere. Jacob Boys, I think his name is, and he made this spreadsheet that you should be able to find on ELF Reddit, and it's fantastic. Every single team, I know the teams released their rosters on that day of recording today, which is the Wednesday, the 1st of June.
Found it.
But yeah, it's brilliant.
JC Owl, shout out.
Okay, there we go. See, and yeah, if you have a look on the ELF Reddit, you'll find it there, but it's brilliant. And it's updated every day.
Yeah, I literally just searched in the Reddit bar ELF roster, and it was the second thing that popped up.
There you go.
Right, so I'm going to agree with the Rams there, just because, yeah, like you said, the two running backs look outstanding, but there's so much we don't know about the Turkish leagues. What is their quality going to be like coming into the ELF, which, as we've seen, has got a pretty high standard for European football. Like, it's pretty much Germans and the cream of the crop from the rest of the countries, and the Polish for the Panthers and the Spanish for the Dragons, of course.
Yes. Yeah, I think, yeah. Rams at 12th, I think, is just fair enough, really. As you say, new team, don't know much. Makes sense,
I'm
think.
Pretty sure Tim and Craig both had that as well.
Yes.
Tim did and Craig did, yes.
Cool.
Three. Okay, so Rams agreed at 12. I'm going to write these down because Tim would usually do that.
Yeah, go on. We'll note this down and I'll make a graphic or something for it to go out on.
Okay, who have you got for 11, Joe?
11th, I have got the Stuttgart Surge. Look, we spoke to David and Randy, and the Surge are quite excited. They believe they're going to do a lot better this year. However, I think it's a young team, and they feel as if they're going to be one of these teams like the Dragons last year, start off quite slow and steady, and really they could possibly get some momentum. But for the beginning of the season, I'm going to have the Surge at 11th.
I want to put the Thunder here, I think.
You reckon?
Yeah, what does the other guys have? So Tim had the Surge and Craig had the Surge. So I'm in the minority.
Yeah.
They both have the Thunder.
Well, so the Thunder, I've got the Thunder a lot higher. And this is purely because they've made a lot of signings on their offensive line. They've still got Jock Crawford at running back. They got Joe Germanario, which I apologise, I've probably butchered his name there, who's coming in as a fairly exciting quarterback. I just think this team's different. And, you know, they've also signed Kyle Kitchens.
Yeah, that is a big name.
Which is, yeah, it's just, I don't know, I find it quite exciting. And on their defence as well, they've got a fair few imports, US and European, that they've found.
To argue that, though, the Surge looked good, I think.
Mm. And the Surge picked up a few players from the Galaxy as well.
Yeah, you've got Schroeder, who we spoke to. He, with the tape, he does look really good.
Mm.
Let's see for any other names we know. Someone's called Yankson. That's a great name. David Mazur, obviously. He's probably the best tight end of the league.
Yeah.
Up
there, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the rest, granted, there are a lot of them. It's Ronny Lakalaka. He's from America. Yeah.
It'd be interesting how that Malcolm Washington does as well. This is, I think the Surge have been quite smart. They've gone and got their US imports in kind of big positions. They've got a defensive back import, they've got a linebacker import, and they've got obviously the QB and the tight end. So they've got quite important positions and a good core. So the Surge, yeah, I put them 11th, and I think they could definitely rise up these power rankings as the season goes on, but just for the beginning of the season, bringing in 2021 as well into Thor, I've got them 11th.
To argue our point, though, if we've put the Rams at the bottom, why are the Fire not down here? Because whilst they have got a couple names, like Amari Williams, Paul Seiger.
So I know they got Agumon as well. He was fairly decent last year.
Yeah.
The Fire, there's a lot
their of... Their advantage is Tom Sewell as their head coach.
Tom Sewell is their head coach, plus they have taken a lot of good players from the Centurions, and their trenches, their offensive line is tipped to be one of the best in the ELF. So these are all things that I found out recently. I would have had them a bit. I mean, I say that, I've still got the Fire 10th.
Okay, right. So I'll agree with you. We're putting the Surge 11th.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, let's have a look here. Because next, I've got the Centurions.
So this is where I think the bottom two, kind of a lot of people agree with, but this is where it gets kind of messy. From here to about sixth, people can have every single team. They kind of mix in together. So, yeah, you had the Centurions, Craig had the Centurions, and me and Tim had the Fire.
Centurions for me, Weinreich was good, but he was never top. And they're not going to have Madre to take away from, like, literally control most games.
Yeah.
They're good. Like, they have got very good receivers. Quentin Pounds and Luis Gaia. Like, they are a very dangerous duo.
That's a top three duo in the league.
Yeah, but can they hold up for it? Like, is there offense? Do you know anything about their offensive line?
I don't know.
They were never very good with Madre.
Yeah, that's the thing. And for me, it was more their defense, which was the struggle last year. You know, you would think about a team that ran the ball a lot, scored a lot of points, should win a lot of games, but they didn't. But they brought in Chris Richardson Jr., who looks to be a big, big player, and Kalon Beverley, which is, they seem to be two kind of leaders in that team. I don't know, Cologne. This, as I say, this is where it gets tricky. We are really guessing at this point. For me, it is between Cologne and Fire.
It sounds weird, but I'd rather take the Fire with the known of Jim Thomas, who's the head coach, and they've got a good offensive line by rumor.
Yeah.
Whereas the Centurions, they've got great receivers.
Yeah. You've got to remember, I know the South wasn't too strong last year, but they did make the semi-final. They made the postseason.
I mean, I was a big Centurions fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a big Madrid London fan, I think.
Yeah. You found them exciting. I mean, I think people are going to be upset no matter who we put here. I think I'm happy to go with you. I've just got the Centurions up one.
Who's the quarterback for the Fire?
It's Matt Adam.
Matt Adam.
So American Football International did an article, and they did rank him the 12th quarterback.
Okay, I like American Football International, so I'm happy that we can put the Fire.
Yeah, Fire 10th.
And then are we putting Centurions 9th?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Craig had them 10th. Tim had them 8th. I had them 9th. I don't know. And you had them 10th, didn't you?
I had the Thunder 9th and the Fire 8th. Okay. But I think I was just lower on the Thunder than I should have been.
I think the Thunder are going to be a very different team this year.
So, yeah, so bottom four, we've got Rams, Surge, Fire, Centurions.
Yep, I think that's fair. So this is now number 8, yep.
Yeah, so what's Craig and Tim got? Tim has got the Centurions here. He had the Thunder at 9 as well, so he agreed with me.
Yeah.
Craig has the Kings 9th.
Yeah.
And the Fire 8th. So he's got the Kings low down.
But he has got the Thunder at 7.
And then what's Tim got at 7? Tim's got the Kings 7th. So Tim and Craig are fairly... I'm quite high on the Kings, you know.
I am as well.
I've got Kings up at 5.
Have you? I've got them at 6.
Right, so what would you have?
So I have the Thunder. And I don't want to... I will admit we've gone spot on with what I've put so far, and I don't want to push my way forward. But seeing where everyone has put these other teams, the Thunder makes the next logical sense.
So we're basically doing Thunder versus Kings at this point. Right.
I'd take the Kings.
Yeah, I'd take the Kings over the Thunder.
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
Here. So Kings have got Jordan Barlow as American quarterback. Andy Wolf as a receiver.
They got AJ Wentland, Mike Tavares.
Tavares is good.
Yeah, and they've also got Bombeck. So their defense is big. Their defense is quality.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I think that defense is going to be monstrous. They lost Kitchens, but I tell you what, they've gone and made
Jordan to Dabble Wolf is going to be lit.
Yeah.
They got that Chinese player as well, Shida Wang.
Of course.
That one guy came from the X League or something.
Yeah.
He's meant to be good because who was it? Omi the Homie came last time, didn't he? He was great.
Tell you what, going back to the Fire, they have got Timothy Canuto.
Canuto was good.
And he was one of my favourite players last year. I think he could be... Well, he was joint touchdown scorer. So I reckon that... I don't know. Are we going back down?
I had the Fire at 8, so I had it higher than everyone else. Actually, no, Craig had him pretty high as well.
Do we think Thunder here?
Who have Thunder got again? Joe Gemario, Jacques, Schumann, another Schumann.
Kyle.
Yeah, I'd put the Thunder below the Kings personally, and I think those two guys have got the Thunder low as well, so all matches up.
Cool. Thunder at 8.
Yes.
Yep. Cool. Okay. 7 then.
I have one that I don't think anyone else has. I've got the Panthers at 7.
Oh, that is blasphemy.
My thinking. All right, let me bring up the roster as well.
I'm at 3 on the Panthers.
Okay, that's higher than me. So, my main drawback for the Panthers was they lost a lot of talent late in the offseason.
They did.
They had to replace Carlis Browns. They had to replace, what's his name, from Leeds, offensive lineman.
Oh, Keanu.
Keanu, yeah. So they've already lost 2 players.
And Turpin.
To a better league. And Turpin, yeah. 3 players. They were good last year. They've changed quarterbacks.
Justice Hansen is meant to be an upgrade from Lucas O'Connor.
I'll believe that when I see that, because Lucas O'Connor was pretty good.
He was amazing. But there's been a lot of hype about Justice Hansen.
We shall see. Pasqualini, great running back, great guy.
Malik Stanley's come in.
The Polish names.
Banat was quality last year. They have gone in as well. They've essentially taken all the best players from Poland this year. And they've done bits with their line. You look, William Lloyd.
Last year, isn't it?
William Lloyd, solid player. Darius Robinson, absolute leader in that defense. I genuinely think this team could go to the championship game. I think they're that good.
Well, I think they're number 7, Joe.
I mean, that's fine.
What should we want to Tim?
Who haven't we got?
The Panthers at 3, and Tim's got them at 5.
So, I think here it's Kings or Dragons.
I fear for my Dragons. Because, I mean, this is a news break. Only was like, 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
Well, not 2 hours ago, they lost their 4th import due to retirement. I think he just up and retired. Mm-hmm. So everyone was kind of flapping, like, what are they going to do? Are they going to bring a new import in with a game in 5 days? But they have changed their assistant D-line coach. What was it, Matthew Adams?
No, Sam.
Sam Adams.
Yeah.
No, Sam Adams. So he's now coming as a player. So what we can only assume is D-line. Maybe O-line.
Well, you'd assume so.
But is that out of necessity or is that out of a want? Because that guy's going to know the scheme.
Yeah, it's a good question. Have they... I still believe that there's a... It is difficult. You're right with how close it is. I think we won't know. They probably asked him, do you mind playing this year? And he's probably still fantastic standard. Otherwise, they wouldn't ask him.
Because what the Dragons have done, obviously, they kept Zach Edwards, who I think is the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
And they lost a few players on defense, but they've pumped it up as well. Like, they've really retooled the defense with a lot of imports.
Sorry, yeah. Michael Sam, just to confirm that we get that on the record. Sam. Yeah.
But they lose... What was his name? Our receiver.
Gene Constant.
Gene Constant.
Yeah.
They lose Gene Constant. They've kept Jimenez, who was a decent running back. The running back room is probably going to be fine.
And Nico Lester's moved from defense to running back now, which is very interesting.
Oh, he was a defensive name.
Which is exciting. I mean, he was bloody good in defense, so he must be a good running back if he's moved.
But yeah, they do have an import wide receiver. Don't know, but Zach was very high on them.
And he likes Mario, doesn't he? Likes Mario Flores a lot.
Yeah, I thought I remember him saying that name.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be too worried about... I think the Dragons are the most... Dragons could come 12th or get to the championship. They are just... Their range is crazy.
And let's look at the Kings again. See, the Kings are quite a similar team, but I think they just have better receivers and a slightly worse defense.
See, I prefer the Kings' defense.
Where do Tim and Craig on this? You need to wear on my opinion.
So, Craig have the Kings 9th.
I have the Kings 9th, and Tim's got them 7th.
So, should it be Kings next, then Dragons? Because I think that who have you got higher out of Kings and Dragons?
I have the Kings higher, but
so do I.
About it more, I think they should be here.
So we're going to put King 7th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to argue to have the Panthers blow the Dragons, though. Or the Vikings. No,
I maybe. I can't.
Nah, Vikings are up there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Actually, could... But here's the big question. We are all high on Tyrrell Raiders and the Vienna Vikings. But there's a chance that they come into this league and just get overwhelmed.
There's a chart, but I can't see it
happening. We've seen them as the top dogs for so long. Like, I was watching, I don't know if you've been watching it, ELF YouTube has been putting out like little short training bits.
I was watching.
Some of them are really not great, but the Tyrrell one was really good.
Mm.
And like, first of all, their jersey's beautiful.
Yeah.
They just look ready. But that's that they look ready against themselves in training. Are they going to be ready to go one-on-one against like Frankfurt?
Well, the first game is against the Vikings, and I think we're going to find out a lot about both those teams.
But also, are we? Because they're still not playing with an ELF team from last year.
True.
But then again, I guess both teams have upgraded because they get all their imports and paid players now and stuff.
Yeah, and I watched the... Was it the Raiders or the Vikings I was watching earlier, and they just said how there's a lot of new guys. There are, like, they, you know, it's not the same team as they had in Austria. Yeah. You know, they were so dominant. There is going to be room for people just to get used to it, for players to get used to each other, coaches, systems and everything. So I think those two coming up against each other, you're right. There is that question, but they have so much talent. And like the Vikings go up against the Galaxy in week two, we're going to really find out there how good these teams are. And the Raiders kind of, you would say they play a big game, a big team, because they got the Vikings, then they've got the Centurions, then they've got the Thunder, then they've got the Surge. So it's, as starts go, it's not awful. And then they hit, you know, the Galaxy.
Thunder could be playing very hard, though. We don't know.
Yeah. And this is the thing. So this is number six we're talking about, right?
Yes. And I still want to say, if you put the Dragons against the Panthers, I think the Dragons win that game.
I disagree. I do. I'm super high. I've got Panthers in my top three. That's why I'm so passionate about the Panthers.
I don't know who this Justice Hansen kid is.
They say that he's played at the highest level out of any of the quarterbacks in the league.
In what sense?
I believe he's played Division 1 football.
Justice Hansen. We should get him on the podcast.
We should, yeah. Justice, if you're watching, we'll be in touch. Yeah, he's played...
Oklahoma, Community College, 12 touchdowns, went to Arkansas State.
Mm-hmm.
Began his backup, became starter. 19-8. He led Arkansas State and was named Sun Belt Player of the Year. He was in Chargers minicamp. Ooh.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Played in the CFL, released 3 months later.
He's clearly got talent.
I just like the Dragons.
I know you do.
I do have the Dragons sick, but I have the Panthers seventh.
I think sixth is very good for the Dragons, bearing in mind where they were at the beginning of last year.
Where did Craig and Tim have the Dragons?
Tim had Dragons sixth.
They both got the Dragons sixth. Yeah, fine.
And I had them seventh.
Fine, we'll compromise. I had the Dragons sixth as well. right, so next is the Panthers then.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, this is where we can start hard arguing. So
I've got the Sea Devils fifth.
Oh, no.
And that's very rogue. That's extremely rogue. I know.
Right. This is basically the upper echelon. So.
Do you want to go from the top down?
No, we should keep going from fifth up.
Okay.
But let's look what here. So Craig's got the Vikings. So we know who are in the top five.
Yeah. I think these are for me, these are clear top five teams.
So Craig has the Vikings fifth. And Tim has the Panthers fifth. Craig does have the Raiders fourth as well. Yeah. He looks to be a bit low on the Austrian, the Polish team. Austrian teams? Yes, Austrian teams.
Yeah. So he's got Vikings. I think
Craig's gone with what he knows. Tim's lower on. So, Tim? I mean, I think we Vikings Panthers is the fifth, fourth.
Yeah, which is what I've got Vikings second.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
I've actually got the two Austrian teams as my top two.
Jackson Erdmann, Kimi Lianmar, what a name.
So the Vikings are supposed to have the best offense. Weston Carr is meant to be an extremely exciting player. Jackson Erdmann supposedly can launch a ball. And he's got, I believe, a meerkat named after him at Vienna Zoo. Something is an animal. I think it was a meerkat. I could be wrong. And they got Patella Moreno coming in from the Sea Devils.
Yeah. Huber.
Their offense is exciting. Proper exciting.
I mean, yeah, I don't know why I'm sticking up for the Panthers. Yeah, Panthers fifth.
I mean, yeah, I've got them third, but I will concede to fifth because I think
Tim had them fifth. Craig also had the Panthers third, but Craig's also got the Raiders fourth, which I think is questionable.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, should we put Panthers fifth then?
Yeah, that's what I'd go with.
Yeah.
The Panthers, Vikings.
Yeah.
Right, the top
Vikings fourth, yeah?
Yeah, Vikings fourth.
Okay.
I think the top three is where we have the most differences.
Yeah, well,
I'm definitely the only one who's put Hamburg top.
Yeah, Hamburg, yeah.
Raiders, Galaxy. Craig has gone Galaxy, Hamburg, Panthers, but we'll just say Raiders because he has Raiders after them. And Tim has gone Galaxy, Raiders, Hamburg.
So I had the Galaxy fourth.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
Pardon me. I understand the argument and I think it's fair. The Galaxy of the Chaps.
They've had players poached from them though.
They have, and they haven't changed much.
I feel like there's been not much buzz about them. Obviously, that's not a bad thing, but...
But I think a lot of that is down to their social media teams as well. You know, we see this league is... But their linebacker duo of Gauthier and Nasri is solid.
And honestly, I'm going to bring it up. They lost their MVP, the kicker.
No, that was the Sea Devils.
Where was that?
Yeah, no, that was Anderson. So that was Anderson for the Cedar, but Frankfurt have got Thomas Zampak, the 58-year-old kicker, however old he is.
Yeah, which it's an experiment we'll see.
Yeah, they have got two kickers on the roster, so we will see. I get it, but for me, that's the only reason I would put Galaxy up
the reason I've put Galaxy third is I think Hamburg have improved.
Yes.
And they've improved on a team that literally came down to the wire in the finals against them.
But
the Raiders look good.
The only thing about Hamburg, yeah. And I think that's a massive question mark.
He's been getting some rave reviews.
He's been getting a lot of love, granted. But I don't want to be cynical. But don't get me wrong, he's obviously a fantastic player. But he's one of the only two European quarterbacks in the league. And I don't know if that might favour the media stuff he's getting. We're yet to really see how he goes. And I don't want to judge him beforehand. We didn't see much of him in quarterback position last year. So for me, that's a big question mark. And if that experiment's passed, if that decision doesn't go too well, then the Sea Devils could be... You know,
they got Glenn Tonga. He was in the.
They have got Glenn.
The Blitz one, eh?
Yeah.
Gene Constant, Cerezo. They've
Lamar
got
Jordan.
Bruce as well. The tight end. Like that offense is so stacked around him.
John Levi Cruz.
And their defense, obviously, they've got Justin Rogers leading.
Yeah, and
Ed Barley on the D line still.
And I know that Justin is probably watching this as well. So, Justin, I'm sorry for ranking the.
Hey Justin, I got you guys first. they've got Muller on as a defensive back as well. They've got a new import as well, Danny Brown Jr.
Yeah,
like I just think that Hamburg have made the most strides to improving.
Yeah, I agree, and they've taken players from other teams. they've taken like the stars from other teams, which is what I like.
I agree that quarterback is the worry.
Galaxy
we,
will be
we know Sullivan's good.
Do you remember, but the thing is, I feel I don't want to put the Galaxy too low, only because do you remember last year they were just brushing everyone aside?
Yeah, but I feel like that defense, whilst it still looks great on paper, it is not the same defense.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel it's one of those where I feel as if we're not too hyped on the Galaxy, but the Galaxy could go win the next championship and we'll be sitting here going, ah, shit, like they were always going to do that.
Yeah, but like you say that they brushed everyone aside. When it came down to it, the most recent game they played down to the wire against Hamburg, and Hamburg have looked to improve on that. Okay, yeah, they did lose the quarterback. Who was the Hamburg quarterback? Was Jadrian, wasn't it?
It was Jadrian, yeah. And this is it. This is the top three. It's tough. I think the Raiders...
I wouldn't have put Jadrian as a top three quarterback, though.
No, I think Jadrian even himself admitted that he didn't have the best of seasons last year.
If Cisse's a step up, even a minor step up, they could be really good.
They could be very, very good. Yeah, they could.
I think they got the most potential.
Yeah.
Probably not, actually. It's other teams with weirdly high potential that we put lower down.
Yeah. For me, I look at this. The only thing I really care about is I think the Raiders are a top two team.
Yeah, I have Raiders second as well.
Yeah.
I think Sean Shelton has done it enough. Like, what, he's 30 odd now, isn't he?
Yeah,
34. He's very experienced. He knows most things that are going to be thrown at him.
Yeah.
And they're a multi-championship winning team.
So who you had? Sea Devils, Raiders, Galaxy. They were your top three, yeah.
Craig had the Raiders fourth, Sea Devils, and Galaxy first. Tim's got the Galaxy first, Sea Devils last, Raiders in the middle. Who have you got first?
Raiders.
Christ, who have you got second? Frankfurt.
Vikings.
Oh my God.
I had Galaxy and Sea Devils fourth and fifth. I think that's just me going rogue. I said it before. I think I was trying to be a bit too edgy, but I do believe in the. I really believe in the two Austrian teams, and I really believe in the Panthers, and that's what it is. That the thing that's why I've got them down there is because I really like those three teams. The two boys have put the Galaxy top. They are the reigning champs. It kind of makes sense.
They all make sense, though.
The only thing
that doesn't make sense to me is putting the Raiders first.
I mean, I've done it, but with all our things put together, because you've got your Sea Devils going top.
I think we have to do Galaxy first, Raiders second, Hamburg third. I
disagree with that, but I think that's the fair thing to do.
And that is why we are good hosts.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the person's editing the roster as we're looking.
There we go. He's probably got a sense that... There you go. He's good. He's up to date.
He literally is. Yeah, Jacob. He's editing it as we go. He's adding to the Kings linebackers. There we go. He's been signing. Right, so we've got Hamburg. We've got Raiders. And we've got Galaxy. Right, here we go. Here's our full list, Joe.
We've taken a long time to do this as well. I think we take about half an hour to get through.
Good content.
It's cracking.
We've got the Rams 12th. We've got Surge 11th. Ryan Fire next, 10th. Yep. Cologne Centurions at 9th. The Berlin Thunder at 8th. The Leipzig Kings at 7th. Barcelona Dragons at 6th. That's what I think is going to receive a lot of contention. Panthers at 5th. Those three.
Yeah.
Vikings fourth, Hamburg third, Raiders second, Galaxy first. I think that's fair. There's definitely arguments, but I think it's pretty fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's totally fair. I'm just looking through now. Well, look, this guy who I follow on Twitter who does power rankings, and he calls himself the ELF power ranker, and he does them a lot. He has Vikings, Galaxy, Raiders, Panthers, Sea Devils, Dragons, Kings, Fire, Thunder, Cologne, Rams, Surge. So fairly similar to
yeah, agrees at the end. Beginning is a bit up.
Everyone has a top five. Everyone has a top five, a bottom, like a middle five, and the bottom two.
Yeah.
And I think in those, it's kind of up for discussion.
But hey, kickoff is this Sunday. Make sure you get on it. You can get a game pass. If you are living in those countries, you can watch it on, I don't know what your live TV service is, but you can find them online.
Yeah.
What game are you going to be watching, Joe?
This is it. I'm in an R in. As it stands, so like Raiders, Vikings really stands out to me, the two Austrian teams. I've already sung their praises. But I think I'm going to go for Panthers, Kings. Just two good defenses going up against each other. I want to see how Justice Hansen does as well coming into the league. The Kings, as I mentioned, that defense is just all those signings on it. I just think for me, it's just going to be a dirty, tough game. But you could pick any of the five Sunday games. What about you?
I'm torn between wanting to either watch the Dragons.
Yeah.
Wanting to watch what I think would be the best game. Or wanting to learn about the new teams. Because the Rams Centurions one stands out to me in that, like, I want to see what the Istanbul Rams are like.
Well, that's on Saturday.
Ah,
so yeah,
watch that.
So you can watch that Saturday, 4 o'clock British summertime.
All right, so they're all. So you got the Kings and Panthers. You like that one? I'd probably pass. For some reason, I just generally like the Panthers. I'm not too sure why.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was similar last year.
Fire Galaxy. I am interested in the Fire, but I don't want to see them play the Galaxy because I feel like that's just going to be brutal.
Rumored to be 10,000 people going to that game.
Okay. Oh shit. Yeah, it's because there's two big cities in it. Vikings Raiders, my gripe with that is, as I've said, it's going to be fun, but I want to see them play like Hamburg or something.
Yeah.
Dragons Surge. I want to watch the Dragons, but I don't want to watch the Surge.
Nah,
I do want to see how Randy Schroeder is. So I probably will watch it. Yeah, Dragons game is one I'm going to watch. I don't know why I've been debating it. That was what I was going to watch anyway.
Always.
And then Thunder Sea Devils. I think that will blow key be a good game.
I think that is my that is now my second choice. I'm torn. It's going to be a good one. That
anyway, I'll be watching them all on replay anyway.
That is the thing. Like we say, we don't know which we're going to, you know, consume every single game.
Make sure you're watching them. Like Joe said, there's one game on Saturday, and then the rest of the games are 3 p.m.
Central,
European time.
Yeah, so Central time. Yeah,
2 p.m. for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
I put award predictions here. A, do we have time? B, do you have any ideas?
We can do them very quick. Award prediction, MVP. I'm going Sean Shelton. I think the Raiders are going to have a fantastic season. So, actually, look, I'd change it. I'm going to change this, but I'll go back later. I think that the Raiders are going to win the ELF 2022. That's my prediction. I'm going out there. But I am going for Jackson Erdman to be MVP purely because I just think that Vienna offense is going to be monstrous and he's going to get so many yards, so many touchdowns, and I think he'll be the runaway MVP. What about
you? I'd want to put Gene Constant if I knew what Cisse was like. Because I think he does have the potential to put up ridiculous numbers.
Yeah.
He did. Let's have a look here. Dable Wolf, Jordan Barlow. I think those two have a good shot.
Yeah.
I really like the Sean Shelton pick. I think that's... I mean, he already won like three Austrian MVPs or something.
That man's trophy shelf will be starting to fall down soon with all that weight.
Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna go bold and I'm gonna go with Gene Constant.
Nice, I like the pick.
Cool.
Who do you think are gonna win the ELF? You pick one team to win it now. You sticking with Hamburg? Because I could tell you're kind of high on them.
I like Hamburg, but if I'm gonna go for win, I can't put a Raiders or Vikings. I don't think. I'm gonna go with Hamburg.
Yeah. No. Nice. Good pick.
I mean, we could tell Tim and Craig were both would have gone for the Galaxy, I think. I mean, Tim might have gone Raiders.
Tim would have gone Raiders.
I love that all the Raiders gear is literally just taken Las Vegas off of it.
It's smart. It's good marketing. You know, yeah. it gets you well known.
Defensive player of the year. I mean, I don't really know him that well. Like Kyle Kitchens has a chance, obviously.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for. I'm torn between two. I'm torn between Darius Robinson for the Panthers, but I also think AJ Wentland could have a good season with the Kings. So I'm going to go AJ Wentland.
I give it to Gauthier as well, because that Galaxy defense is
spicy. Yeah, true.
I can't really answer without knowing these new teams, because like Amari Williams could do really well on the Fire if their defense is good.
Yeah. This is the thing though, we're going to keep getting new teams in each year. Obviously, we've already got the three announced. So every year we're going to be saying the same thing about new teams. Once the league is fully, you know, at capacity and players are staying and they're moving and players are moving, we're seeing more players staying within the league. Yeah. We'll be able to do more of a kind of consensus of what we think is going to happen. But yeah, I hope that to everyone listening that we've done a good enough job and run through each team. We've given each team their due diligence, really.
And if we haven't, tell us who you think should be where.
Yeah, true. Do your own power rankings below. In the comments.
Do it on Twitter. Do it on Instagram. However you please.
Yeah.
But yeah, do give us feedback. Let us know who you think. If you've got any information we didn't consider, please let us know. We are looking for sources. Joe, anything you wanted to say about some of your recent ventures?
Oh, yeah. So a few things. Number one, I appeared on, as of this being live, this video, the other video would be live. So I did a video with the Athletes Forum. Jamal Clay did a sort of just a preview. We had a look at, you know, the sort of the divisions when it was the conferences of the ELF, and we ran through all our picks on who we think will win each game of the opening weekend. So a bit of like a game day preview. Go check him out. He does fantastic stuff. He even had Jacob Johnson, formerly a Patriot, now a Las Vegas Raider, on his channel. So you know that he's pretty big time. And then I wanted to give a couple shout outs as well. First of all, to I think a lot of people who watch our videos also watch football's videos. They're fantastic. They launch out so much content. I think every other day almost that they have a video, but they've just recently launched their website. Loads of information about all the teams, news, signings, and they've even been kind enough to feature us on their site as a sort of a friend of the podcast, and just saying, you know, go check us out. So anyone who's watching or listening, go check out football. They do German videos, they do English videos, they're brilliant guys, and they seriously love the ELF, and you can't thank them enough for it. And also I want to give a shout out to Dragons of Sac, who are the Barcelona Dragons podcast. Massive team they've got. I think there's like 10 of them. They do articles, they go to all the Dragons training camps, they go to all the combines, everything. They're Dragons mad, and they've just released an ELF guide. It's on the TAFS Twitter. I've shared it there, also on my own Twitter as well. Go take a look. It's fantastic. Really well done. Really easy to read. And bearing in mind they're Spanish and they speak Catalan, they've done it in English. So they've been very nice to us lazy Englishmen who don't learn other languages. So great guys, go check out those two things. And yeah, as I say, ELF's a good community, and get involved as much as you can, because yeah, everyone's really nice.
I've been learning a little bit of Spanish.
I'm so have I. Duolingo. Yeah.
Yo hablé español.
No, it's yo hablo.
Shit. What did I say? Yo hablé. Yo hablé. Yeah, I'm 50 days on my Duolingo streak.
Oh,
I'm doing
nice.
Peru next year, so I'm touching up.
Oh, big time.
Right. Yeah, you can find all this stuff on our social medias, which are where, Joe?
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram is at TAFS_UK, and our Facebook is That American Football Show.
Remember, you can find us on YouTube as well if you're not already doing so. Just YouTube, That American Football Show. All our stuff goes on there. That's not NFL related. But yeah, like I said, please leave us feedback, leave us comments, let us know how your rankings look, what you would change, why you think we got things wrong, and let us know where you're listening from so we can add you to the map. Anything else before we get off, Joe?
No, I believe that's everything. Enjoy the first week of the ELF because it's going to be a hell of a season.
In our lives.
Yeah, I'll be missing it, but can't wait.
Right, thank you for listening. Make sure you head over and check out our friends at EP Sports for any of your NFL or equipment needs. And we will see you next time.